Moving from school to university can be a pretty big change, particularly for students who come from strong faith-based backgrounds. They find themselves in a secular, much larger world of ideas and influences, surrounded by different people and new opportunities. So how do students from religious backgrounds navigate the good life on campus? That's with me, Mark Franklin, on ABC Radio and on your pod this week in The Good Life, as we talk to two university students, each from a different faith, studying different degrees at different universities, but with a fair bit in common. For a start, they both represent faith-based groups on campus. Ben Cross is president of the Sydney University chapter of Christian Students Uniting, and Simon Sorday is the national vice chairperson of AUGUS, the Australasian Union of Jewish Students. They join me to talk about their often similar experiences of being a religious student on campus.
My name is Ben Cross. I'm the president of Christian Students Uniting, which is a Christian group that is supported by the Uniting Church, although at the same time it's non-denominational. I'm in the second year of a PhD in political philosophy at the University of Sydney.
I'm Simon Sorday. I'm at the University of New South Wales. The society I'm representing is the Australasian Union of Jewish Students, abbreviated to AUGUS. Next year I'm going to be going into the fourth year of psychology, so I'll be doing my honours year.
What does it mean to represent Jewish students?
In Australia, at least, a very high percentage of Jewish university students, around 70%, go to Jewish day schools. We, I guess, exist to represent them as well as the Jewish students who don't go to day schools, bring them together, run certain events for them, whether it's social, political, educational events, just to keep a connection to Judaism.
I guess for a lot of those students, 70% you said go to Jewish day schools, yeah. They would have come from an environment in which all of the other students were Jewish. I guess they suddenly find themselves in an environment where Jewish students are the vast minority. What kinds of challenges do you think that presents for those students?
I guess the challenge of having to integrate with other students who aren't Jewish, I mean, many of them haven't had too much communication with non-Jewish people growing up, at least in their close friendship circles. And university is really an opportunity for them. They can meet new people from other faiths.
Ben, I just wanted to ask you, what are the aims of Christian Students Uniting?
I guess it would be to try and be a kind of evangelical witness on campus and to try and help young men and women grow in their Christian faith. A key activity that we do is our Bible studies, which we aim to go beyond, you know, the basic sort of Sunday school education.
So you have like weekly study groups then?
Yes, several. Normally at least two, sometimes three.
And how are they formatted? Will you deal with a particular issue or a particular verse each week which you'll all talk about?
Typically we have a topic for a semester. For example, a couple of years ago we decided we would look at some of the more bizarre and interesting texts in the Christian scripture. So those would have the opportunity to be challenging because most Christians, even those who go to church every Sunday, haven't heard a sermon on these kind of texts.
Simon, does AUGUS deal at all with Jewish faith and belief, or is it more about identity and community?
We do deal with the Jewish faith as well. We have many events that cater to kind of religious students during the holidays. For example, we had a Sukkot dinner where...
So Sukkot is a Jewish festival.
So Sukkot's a Jewish festival.
In which you share a meal.
Yeah, it was a very kind of chill dinner. We had a variety of students there, religious, non-religious. So that was nice. It was just an area for everyone to get together, to have a meal, to chat, to meet each other. And in the past, we've had a weekly pizza and parsha. It's called, which is where a rabbi comes to campus, reads a parsha, and there's free pizza, which attracts all the...
And a parsha is like a weekly chunk of the Torah, the Jewish religious text, which...
Very, very basically, yeah.
Yeah, which you'll discuss and you'll talk about. university is a place that exposes you to many new influences, you know, whereas school, even high school, is fairly stable and secure, and family is a big influence, and you have a less changeable circle of friends. At university, you're exposed to a new lifestyle, many, many new ideas, new people. Is there a sense in which your faith or your religious identity has provided a sort of an anchor point against all of these changes?
With me, probably not so much. For some of the Orgis members, probably more so. Being a Jewish student at university, I guess there's times when there's, you know, for example, if something's happening in Israel on the other side of the world, it makes maybe myself and some of the other Jewish students, it makes it more salient, the Jewish identity.
Is there a way, perhaps, then, in which your faith or your Jewish identity has been shaped or influenced by all of the changes that one meets at university?
Meeting so many new people and meeting so many people that have never met a Jew before, and people that are so different in so many ways, and people that share a completely different set of beliefs to me, but I mean, at the same time, are so similar to me. I guess it's maybe changed me as a person. In exactly what ways, I probably won't know for a couple of years.
Has it given you a stronger sense of Jewish identity?
Yes, I'd say so. And which is positive, because I think many people, not just Jewish people, but I think many religious people go to university, and it's kind of, it does the opposite. There's parties, there's alcohol, there's, you know, all the stuff that's typically associated with university, and some people go to university and they tend to move away from religion when they do that.
Ben, you've studied philosophy while you've been at uni. You must have encountered some views during your studies that didn't sit comfortably with some parts of Christian thought.
Every day, without fail.
What reflections has that prompted about your own faith?
It's meant that my faith every day finds itself being challenged. But I guess one thing that has sustained me, is probably central to my Christian identity, is this idea that God is essentially a God of revelation that speaks to us, and that all truth is therefore by definition necessarily God's truth, and to try and confine God's truth to what we are already familiar with or comfortable with is to commit ourselves to a kind of heresy.
It sounds as though your faith has given you a particular perspective from which you can come at certain things that you've learnt and encountered in your studies.
Certainly. Because of my faith, I feel very willing and excited by the prospect of encountering any particular area of study, even if it might be one that might challenge my existing worldview.
Judaism and Christianity both have a huge ethical imperative and a great deal of involvement in social justice and charitable work. To what extent are your groups involved in this kind of outreach?
So there was an event which we've been running now for a couple of years in conjunction with other organizations called Hala for Hunger. And Hala is the sweet bread that we eat on Shabbat.
The Jewish Sabbath, yeah.
Jewish Sabbath. And what it basically is we all bake challah and then we sell it, and the money goes towards disadvantaged communities in Africa. So that's one such event. Earlier this year as well, we had an event to raise funds for a Arab-Israeli youth circus in Israel, kind of as a very positive way to deal with the conflict over there. So it was basically a circus that took in disadvantaged Jewish high school students and Arab high school students.
To what extent is Christian Students Uniting involved in social justice and outreach activities?
Well, we'd see it as sort of one of the things that comes naturally out of our identity as Christians. One example that springs to mind that best illustrates this, I think, was at the G20 summit that was in 2005. So we had sent a group along to be part of that protest. And as soon as the police set up the fence around the meeting, which I think was at the Opera House, a whole heap of various other groups started sort of engaging in really violent ways, trying to smash at the fence or whatever. But I think it was one member of our group that suddenly had this spur of a moment idea. How about we celebrate communion right here? And so they sort of passed around the bread and wine, from outside of the
pulled it out of their backpacks or something.
I think there might have been a quick dash to a bread shop somewhere to get a hold of some.
Right.
That wasn't planned, but the group sat down right where they were, offered the bread and wine to people outside the group around the place, and some of the police started to join in, and even as people around the place were being forcibly evicted, the group held their ground, and everyone, the police and the other group's presence, somehow sort of became aware that, well, this is almost like a holy moment. And I think that is a more uniquely Christian way of engaging with social justice.
There's so much else to do while you're a student. You know, you've got your studies, there's social events. Why is this kind of thing important?
It's avoiding that temptation of settling into a routine and a rhythm that you eventually end up trapped in, because if you don't start getting into the habit of becoming socially active at this formative young age, then how can you possibly expect that you'll suddenly change at the age of 30 or 40 or wherever?
There's a lot of missionary-style activity on campus, not just of a religious nature. There's people trying to recruit you to various causes, persuade you to particular types of ideas. To what extent does this ever become a distraction from the things that you personally believe are important?
I guess it's for each individual to decide what they want to involve themselves in. Sometimes, you know, starting university, there can be a lot coming at people at once. And a lot of people have learned to kind of look at the people up ahead with the flyers and pretend you're on your phone and walk around them, as I'm sure we've all experienced at university.
In what ways does Orgis get involved in this kind of outreach? I mean, I know that Judaism is not an evangelical religion, but there is often a desire, I think, to get Jewish people more involved in Jewish life. How does Orgis seek to do this?
It's a very difficult question. It's something which we've been pondering for a while. It's different for every person. Some people approach us and we'll want, and you know, will automatically want to get involved in Jewish life. Some people never will, and there's nothing we can do about it. And I guess to the majority that are in the middle, we try to figure out what their interests are, and we try to cater to their interests. For example, if we approach someone and they're interested in Holocaust studies, you know, every year we have Holocaust Awareness Week, we might invite them to take part in that. If we approach someone that's very interested in politics and the political process, well, we also have a political training seminar in Canberra every year. We will invite them to that.
Ben, how would you interpret the task of evangelism on campus?
Well, I guess because it's such a misused word, the word in its plainer sense simply means of the gospel. It's too often associated with that proselytizing kind of more aggressive strategy where I'm trying to drag you kicking and screaming to get involved in something. So I guess evangelism in the sort of public proclamation sense, proclaiming the gospel, is simply a matter of pointing to God. There's this fantastic painting by Matthias Grunewald called an Eisenhower masterpiece, which has an image of the crucified Christ, very emaciated, and it's got John the Baptist sitting in the corner with this really, really long finger just pointing. And I'd say that's a very good illustration of what evangelism looks like. It's not this sort of in your face, come over here. This is God who changes the world and is the hope of the world, we believe.
Okay, so if you're not kind of standing in the hallways at university, handing out flyers, passing on the word of God, what are you doing?
Well, I'd say to start with, our Bible studies are a very evangelical activity. The content of the Bible studies themselves values public proclamation of the word. There's also an evangelical task in trying to attract students to Bible studies and to the group and trying to support them and nurture them in their faith. We do things like postering, though, which we hope, at least, you know, when they're not sort of either taken down or obscured by the millions of other posters by other groups, people might see that and at least might have a thought spark in their minds. So, for example, we had a t-shirt and a poster a couple of years ago that said, "Would Jesus return as a cyborg pirate ninja?" which is obviously an attempt at humor, but the thought that it's supposed to spark is, if Jesus wouldn't be a cyborg ninja or a pirate, then who is Jesus?
It's an interesting thought to finish up on. Simon Sorday, thank you very much for coming in. Ben Cross, thank you also. Ben Cross and Simon Sorday, two representatives of faith-based university groups, talking there about the experience of being a religious student on campus.